Good job on avoiding all those flying third stage critters. Okay, y'all have reached the green space. The people inside of QPAC have now barricaded themselves. Are you sure you want to get inside? Yeah, I know. I said they'd help you as the chosen one. Yeah, QPAC building itself is also in the Nexus, but first, let's start by looking on the outside of the building for the Omicron. That is the most important thing. Well, I'm sorry if this accent is distracting because it don't seem appropriate, but this ain't the time to get picky, honey. Oh, I know you're sick of being alone, but the Chosen are often loners, bless their hearts. No, I didn't say it was required that you be alone, but other people will influence or change the choices you would make in selecting your next Omicron. Very well. You search the green space for an Omicron, and I'll give some more information to you. But keep your eyes peeled for affected people, because this Nexus is a little bitty one and only surrounds a building and this space. Fine. The Hive made a mistake when it created a gate to hold open the rift, because a gate has the capacity to be closed. Of course, there is no gate, but the words I use to describe this are only the closest approximation I can find in this limited dimension language. If you were an indigenous Australian or Canadian or an African Bushman or an Eskimo, there would be better words, but even these do not encompass the fact that the Omicrons you have been collecting retain an ephemeral connection to the original prime Omicron in the 15th dimension. I assure you that there are many dimensions, despite what your super string and M theories have to say on the subject. But bionic string theorists have it right. There are actually 26 dimensions. To complete your quest, if you have chosen enough Omicrons and they are strong enough and fit together well, that will enable the prime Omicron to wake, and the Omicrons you collected will form a key that will lock the gate. All you have to do is find the last Omicron within this Nexus and capture it with your little device thingy. Oh, no, time's up. The Nexus is collapsing. You're going inside, but, oh, that man has a terribly itchy trigger finger, and you scared him. I guess you were not the chosen one after all. Pity.
Game over.
I'm Isabel Carmody. Many thanks for playing my story, the Omicron. Okay, so you didn't save the world. That's a shame. But you know the great thing about playing this game? You can have another chance. Another chance to save the world. Why not try just one more time? I'd love to see the Omicrons you've collected around the city, whether you've drawn them or photographed them. Please post your album of Omicrons on the Story City Facebook page with the hashtag #TheOmicron.